Good morning. I am Ted Finlayson Schuler. I've been a Methodist since before I was born. My parents met in a Methodist church and married in a Methodist church, and my grandfather carried little portraits of John Wesley with him in his wallet that he shared with people as he met them on the street. My wife Jeannie and I have been attending University United Methodist Church since we were married up at Hendricks Chapel in 1979. I will not bore you with everything I've done here since then, but these days I'm often seen shopping for and organizing the breakfast we serve on the second and fourth Sundays of the month here. I may be cited in the choir or talking about annual conference or leading a Bible study or cooking at a church picnic. But today, I'm here to talk about worship. For those of you who have been here since June of 2014, you know a lot has changed about worship since that time. If you haven't seen me before, it's because on Sunday morning, I am the man behind the curtain. I hope the analogy doesn't fit in every sense of the wizard's character, but as Danny mentioned last week, I put together the worship materials you see on the screen each week. I get the worship information from Pastor Alicia, and then design word pictures to create a visual experience that, along with our beautiful sanctuary, accompanies the spoken and sung word that has traditionally comprised our worship experience. I spend about 8 or 10 hours doing this each week, which suggests I think it's pretty important. What's the big deal about adding visual experience to our worship? In my other life, I teach people how to become instructors of school bus drivers. We know that drivers will tune out if all they get is lecture or if they're assaulted with unending bullet points. But when you add photos, videos, demonstrations, and small group experiences, they become engaged learners. We also know that 70% of our sense receptors in the brain collect visual information, and that people often make judgments about what they hear more on the appearance and tone of the presentation than the actual words presented. While this information has led to changes in schools and in the workplace, why is it that churches keep doing what they've been doing for the last 50 years? As Tevier would say, tradition! I believe that worship is God with us-ness. That's a phrase we learned from Marcia McPhee, who's a worship consultant we've been working with. It's where we touch God and each other. We touch not only the others in the pews, but those who have been there before us, the saints of the church, the Ken Taylors and Betty Christens, the Louise Schulers and Alan Drews, the pastors, the Sunday school teachers, and the musicians. When we step into the sanctuary, something subtle happens. We are creating time and space for God to enter our lives. I love this image and use it often because it shows the Spirit entering and becoming a part of the individual, a direct connection between God and human. Ruach, in Hebrew, means breath and spirit and wind. And so we enter into this worship space. We're literally breathing in and exhaling, becoming one with the Spirit of God. We are acknowledging that we have an empty space, and we are drawn to the combination of experiencing the divine and experiencing the company of other seekers. There are so few places in our everyday world where we can have that experience. While it's certainly possible to experience God or to have worshipful experiences of creation outside of the sanctuary walls, perhaps driving through the hills on Route 17 in the spring, when every tree is a different color green and the late afternoon sun makes every color richer than the one before, or driving Route 15 south from Corning into the mountains of Pennsylvania, it can't help but create awe and wonder and gratitude for the creation of this incredible planet. But as the flood of pictures on social media and in an earlier time, the dreaded vacation slideshows, we have a burning desire to share our experiences. Here in worship, we get to share our experience of God share our joys and concerns, share our love for each other and for the world. Worship, however, is more than a group hug. If we come to worship solely to get an emotional high for the week, we are abusing the privilege. A quote from Richard Foster, a Quaker theologian, puts it this way: as worship begins in holy expectancy, it ends in holy obedience. Holy obedience saves worship from becoming an opiate, an escape from the pressing needs of modern life. We are not coming here to get juiced, but we are here to prepare to do the work of the church, the work of the gospel. I believe that in worship we should be using all of our senses to experience God and to discern God's call for our lives. At University United Methodist Church, we make space for every person who seeks to make space in their lives for the lived word of God. Thank you.